Adaita the day, he didn't have Gemara for you. And Gemara Hocha Beshliach Tzibur Askinon. Tedaita Yakula Yalmo. We're talking about a Shliach Tzibur. When he blows the Shefla, Shliach Tzibur has a mind for everybody. So even for people on the other side. So therefore, people outside are also making the mitzvah. Toshima, Niskavin Shemeh, Niskavin Mashmiya. The one that's hearing has Kavon, not the one that's blowing. Niskavin Mashmiya, Niskavin Shemeh, Layotza. Achiskavin Shemeh, Mashmiya. So it says, Ketoni Mashmiya, Dumi the Shemeh. The one that's blowing in the same person way the one that's hearing it. Mashmiya, just like you that's hearing the Shefer, Shemeh, Layatzma. You're hearing for yourself. So you have to have Kavon that you should be Yetzir the Mitzvah. Af Mashmiya, the person that's blowing the Shefer, also Mashmiya, Layatzma. It's enough that he has Kavon to do the Mitzvah for himself. Mashmiya, as long as he's blowing the shofar and he knows he's doing the mitzvah, it's enough. Everybody that hears it could be yotzei the mitzvah. Mashmiya, the one that's blowing, does not have to have kavanah for everybody else. It's enough just to have kavanah, you're doing the mitzvah. Uketoni la yotza. Uketoni la yotza, the gift should be, in the Rosh Lema, la yotzei and la chivin la shmi li yatzmai. That's what like the Ranshbach says here. You're not yotzei if you don't have kavanah. But if you do have kavanah to be yotzei for yourself, you are mekayem the mitzvah. So the kasha on Rav Zeira, what if Rav Zeira tells the tekeya to have me in mind? It's enough just that the tekeya has in mind for himself. He doesn't need me in mind. And the Ranachnami Tanoi Tachas Machlokes Tanoim, the Tanya Shemeya Shemei Liatzma. It's enough that you hear for yourself. Or Mashmiya Mashmila Fidak. It's enough that you have a mind just to blow for yourself. Then you yotzei. Ranachnami, not like Rav Zeira. That's only by a shliach tzibur, because when he blows tam, he's being blowing for mitzi everybody. Then everybody is yotzin. I will be yochid if you're blowing privately for yourself. Lo yotze, even though you're blowing for yourself and you have in mind somebody else is not yotze. At yiskaven shemaya mashmiya. If you're blowing for yourself and somebody else wants to hear, then he's only mekayem the mitzvah you have in mind for him also, like Reb Zeira holds that the tekeya when he blows the shofar, he has to have in mind also to be mitzi the other people also. He has to have a mind for them, and they have to have a mind to be yotzei the mitzvah. Just by a shliach tzibur, when he's blowing, storm in the mills, he's blowing for everybody, therefore it's good. You're holding Daf Chof Tet. The top Gemara again, this Lubam of Vest was Omalei Reb Zeira Lishmaya, and the last is Rizan Chof Ches on the base, the last line, the last two, three words. Omalei Reb Zeira Lishmaya, Reb Zeira told his Shamish, in other words, the one that was going to blow the shofar for him, Ichavin V'tokali, when you blow the shofar, have me in mind also. Don't only blow, have kavanah for yourself, but have in mind to be mitzi me also, with my chayv of hearing the shofar. So Alma, what do we see? That Ksava Reb Zeira holds that Mashmiya boi kavanah. The one that blows the shofar, it's not enough for him to have in mind just to do the mitzvah for himself, but he has to have in mind for everybody else also. Whoever wants to hear the shofar, the person that's blowing it has to have in mind for everybody. Meisva, you have a kasher on this. We have learned before in the Mishnah, if somebody was walking in back of the shul, in back of the Beit HaKnesses, or Shehoye Beiseh Samach LaBeit HaKnesses, or else if your house was near the shul, your apartment is right next to the shul, the Shoma Akil Shofar Akil Megillah, you hear them on Rosh Hashanah blowing the shofar, or on Purim you hear them laying the Megillah. It's like this: Im chivin libo yotzev, you have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah, you are mekayim the mitzvah. V'im lav lo yotzev, if you don't have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah, then you are not mekayim the mitzvah. Now the question is, v'chivin libo, what do I care that you have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah by you hearing the shofar in your house, or if you're standing in the back of the shul, or by my hevei, heich loy ka mechavin. But the one that's blowing the shofar, he doesn't know you're listening. He doesn't know you're outside the shul. He doesn't know you're in your apartment. So he doesn't have in mind for you to have to be yotzei the mitzvah. So according to Reb Zeira, how are you yotzei the mitzvah? So Gemara says, you know what the Mishnah is talking about? The shliach tzibur askinen. We're talking about that the person that's blowing the shofar or learning the Megillah is a shliach tzibur. In other words, adaita didei. The adaita akule alma. That the shliach tzibur has in mind, whoever wants to hear my tkiya, my shofar, could be yotzei the mitzvah. That's the pshat from the shliach tzibur. He's not only doing this for himself or for the people that he sees, but rather whoever wants to be yotzei from his tkiya, a shliach tzibur always has them in mind. So that's why even according to Reb Zeira, when you have a shliach tzibur blowing, it helps whoever hears it and has in mind to be yotzei the mitzvah. Toshima, come and now bring another kasha to Reb Zeira. We had before Niskavin Shemeya V'loy Niskavin Mashmiya. If the one that hears the shofar has in mind to do the mitzvah, but the one that blows does not have in mind, or else the opposite way, niskavin mashmiya, the one that's blowing the shofar has in mind to be mitzvah everybody else. Well, we'll see the hazminer is. He has in mind to be yitzah for himself at least, but v'lei niskavin shemeya, the people that are hearing the shofar does not have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah, the locker is lo yotzah. They're not mekayim the mitzvah, ad until she yiskavin shemeya umashmiya. The one that hears the shofar has to have in mind to do the mitzvah, to be mekayim the mitzvah, and the one that blows the shofar has to have in mind also to do the mitzvah. So Katani, we learned here, mashmiya dumyu de shemeya. That the kavona, that the mashmiya, the one that's blowing, has to have the same type of a kavona, the person that's hearing the shofar. Mashmiya, just like the one that hears the shofar, shemeya liyatzmi, what kind of a kavona, what does he have to have in mind? He has to have in mind that he himself wants to be mekayim the mitzvah. Is at mashmiya, the same thing applies to the person that's blowing the shofar. Mashmiya liyatzmi, it should be enough if he has in mind that he wants to do the mitzvah. Now, if he's blowing the shofar now in order that he himself could do the mitzvah, that should be enough. That's called now with tkiya shel mitzvah. And whoever hears this tkiya, whoever hears the shofar, is mekayim the mitzvah. So in other words, not like Reb Zeira. Uketani lo yotza. It says here, you're not yotza the mitzvah. That's because neither of them, one of the two, did not have kavana. Like it says in Agoris Aran Shvag. But lo yitzia, both of them did have kavana. The mashmiya, the one that's blowing, had in mind that he wants to do the mitzvah for himself at least. And the one that's listening has in mind he wants to hear the mitzvah to be mekayim the mitzvahs of shofar. It says then, yotza, you are mekayim the mitzvah. Even though the one that's blowing does not have the other person in mind, just himself. So you see, not like Reb Zeira. So the Gemara says, "Nechnami tanoi taka machlokes tanoim." The Tanya will not like this. Shemeya, shemeya liatzmi. The one that hears the shofar, it's enough that he has in mind that he himself should be mekayim the mitzvah. Umashmiya, the one that's blowing the shofar, is also mashmiya lefridarkoi. He has to hear it, just he has to blow it lefridarkoi, just as if he himself is doing the mitzvah. In other words, not like Reb Zeira. As long as the one that's blowing has himself in mind, it's called the Chetzer Shal Mitzvah now, and whoever hears that shofar, if they have in mind to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, they could be Mekayim the Mitzvah. But Amar Rabbi Yossi said like this, Ba'ameh Devar Amurim, when do we say if the one that's blowing, it's enough for everybody else to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, that's only the Shliach Tzibur. If the person that's blowing is the Shliach Tzibur, in other words, he has in mind that whoever wants to hear my Tkiya could be Eitz of the Mitzvah. He has everybody in mind, like Reb Zeira. Even the mashmiya, the one that's blowing the shofar, also has to have everybody in mind. Avol biyochid, but if a private person is blowing for himself, lo yotzach yiskavin shemeyo mashmiya. Then we say if somebody else hears the way Reuben is blowing the shofar, it's only good if Reuben has these other people in mind also. But if Reuben only has himself in mind, then even though other people hear the shofar and want to be mekayim the mitzvah, they cannot be mekayim the mitzvah, like Reb Zeira holds, that the one that's blowing, because he's making a tkiya shel mitzvah, but it only helps for other people if other people hear it and have in mind to mekayim the mitzvah, plus the fact that the one that's blowing has them in mind also. That makes it then for chetzer shel mitzvah for the other people also to be mekayim the mitzvah of l'shmoya kol l'shofar. Zok the Mishnah says the pasuk in Shemois, v'hoya kasha yorim Moshe's yodai, when Moshe picked up his hands, v'gada Yisrael, then Klai Yisrael was winning the war over Amalek. That the mission of the Chiyodah of Shemesh Oysas Mechama was at the hands of Moshe that made them win the war. Oyshavras Mechama, they lost the war when his hands went up and went down. What does the pasuk mean? El Olam Lachem means to teach us like this, that Shekol Zaman Shehoyo Yisrael Mistaklen Kalpe Mala. Kol Zaman Klai Yisrael, when they were fighting the war against Amalekim, and they were looking up and they were looking to Shemayim, O Mishabdin Es Libo Lavian Sheva Shemayim. They were mishabed. In other words, they put their hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if to say, we're going to do the mitzvahs, we're going to be mekayim the Torah, we're going to be mishabed, we're going to work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. Yisrael is gabrin. Then they were winning the war. V'yim lav, but if they would not look up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, Hayu Neiflin. Then they were falling down, they lost the war. So that's why the Mashal speaks out, like Moshe here was all the way on top of the har, on top of the mountain, even though usually when you daven to Hashem, which Moshe was doing, Bishas Klai Yisrael was fighting them all late, It says usually mimamakim kurasichum. You're supposed to daven to Hashem from a low place. But here Moshe got up on top of the mountain in order that the whole Klal Yisrael should also really daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be mishabdin esliyim lavim shebashemayim. The Mishnah says to Yotze B'dover the same thing we find in another place. Atuayimu would say like this also, that the Pasuk in Bamidbar says, Aseh lecho sraf v'sim oisoi al neitz, for hoya kol hanoshuch v'roya oisoi v'choi. That after Klal Yisrael did the chet, spoke bad about the mon, they were complaining it wasn't something good to eat, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a geifa then, that the snakes came out and started to bite the Yidin, and they started to die from the bite of the snake. So the Eitzah was Moshe Rabbeinu made a sraf, made like the form of a snake, and he hung it up on top of a banner, and whoever looked at this banner of the snake, they got healed up. That's what the Pasuk says. So the Mishnah asks, V'chi nochesh meimis oy nochesh mechayim? Was it the fact of the snake that made the people die, or was it the snake that made them live? Ella, what it means to teach us is that Bizman she Yisrael mistaklin kalpi mala. When Klal Yisrael looked up to on top of the banner, in other words, they're looking up to Shemayim. They looked up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umishabdin es libam lavim sheba Shemayim. And they were mishabdin, they made upon themselves now the mekabel umach of Shemayim. They're going to work to do the mitzvahs for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. Nizhoyim misrapoyim. They did tshuva, and therefore they got healed up. Lav, if they did not do tshuva, they were destroyed, like rotted away. So the same limit also, the fact that the snake was all the way up, the banner was high up, was to make Klal Yisrael look towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Mishnah says, Cheresh, a dumb person, Shaita, a fool, the Kotin, a person not by mitzvah yet, is Ein Moitzin Yisraelim Midei Chavosim. They cannot blow the Shaita to be Moitzi other people with the mitzvah. Why not? This is the Klal, that Kol She'ein HaMechuyiv B'Dover. Somebody that does not have a chiyuv to do the mitzvah, like a cheresh shaita v'katan v'potah for mitzvahs, is einoi moitzi es harabi midei chavosim. They cannot blow the shofar, do the mitzvah, in order to be moitzi other people. If you want to be moitzi somebody else, you have to be a mechuyiv in the mitzvah. Mashenk in a katan, true, he has a mitzvah chinuch midirabonin, but he only has a chiyuv midirabonin. So therefore, one katan could blow for another katan. But a katan cannot blow for gadol, because a gadol is mechuyiv in the mitzvah midiraisa, and a katan is potan midiraisa. Therefore, he's called an ena mechuyiv b'dover, he cannot be moitzi as a rabbi midei chavosim. Mor says, ton of rabbonim, we learned in a price like this. Ha'akil chayovim b'tkiya shofar. Everybody is mechuyiv to hear the tkiya shofar. Kahanim, akoyen, ulevim, alevi, v'yisraelim, and yisrael. Gerim, a goy that became a Jew, v'yavodim, an eved kenani, of a meshukharorim, after he became freed. As while he's still an eved kenani, he has a locha like an isha. And an isha is potter for a mitzvah luluf, a mitzvah shofar. Because it's called the mitzvah sasei, shazman grama. Therefore, just like an isha is potter from tkiya shofar, who adin an eved kenani is also potter. So it means here, after the eved became freed, now he has a loch like a regular yisrael, and he has a chiyuv to hear the shofar. The tumtum. A tumtum means a person that's closed up by his makam or erva, that we can't tell if he's a zachar or an akeva. It's closed up there, we can't tell, we don't know what his simonim are, whether he's a zachar or an akeva. Who are then the adrugnis? Adrugnis is the opposite way. He has both simonim. He has an aver like a man, and he also has a makam there like an isha. So also it's a suffix doubtful, what halacha does he have? Does he have a halacha like a man, like an ish, or like an isha? Therefore, min asafik, he has to hear the shofar. The same thing, misha chetziv eved, v'chetziv ben chorin. Who are then a person that's half reed and half an eved kenani, he also has a chiyuv to hear the shofar, because half of him is free, and the part that's free has a loch like a regular Yisrael, that's mechuyiv to hear the mitzvah, hear the shofar. Now the case usually is that two people, two Yisraelim, bought an Eved Kenani together, so they're the Shutfis and the Eved Kenani. Now one of them frees him, so half of the Eved is freed, he has that half has a chiyuv to do the mitzvahs. That half has a chiyuv to hear the shofar, but the other half that's still an Eved is Potter, so therefore he has to hear the shofar from the Ben Chiyuva. Now it goes to explain. Tumtum einoi moitzi lo yes minoi v'lo yes sheinei minoi. A tumtum cannot blow the shofar to be moitzi somebody else, and not even his minoi, not even another tumtum. In other words, you have two people that are tumtums, their mokum is closed up there with skin is covering it there, that we can't tell whether it was ochre in a keva, one cannot blow for the other one. Because we have a suffix, maybe the one that's blowing really is in a keva, is a lady, and the one that's hearing is a zocher. So therefore the Zarka cannot be Mekayim the Mitzvah from the Nekeva. Therefore one cannot be Moitzah the other one. However, for himself, he could blow. Ma'ashenken and Adrugnis, a person that has both Simonim, he has Simonim Zacharis, he has an Aver like a man, and he also has a Mokum like an Isha, the other Locher is Moitzah Yes Minoi, he could be Moitzah another Min, another person like another Adrugnis, one could be Moitzah the other one, because the Monoshach, if the Locher of such a person is a Zachar, they both have a Shem Zachar. And if the Locher is one, it's like in a Keva, they both have a Din in the Keva. So they both for sure have the exact same halachom, therefore one could be made to the other one. But he cannot blow the shofar for another zocher, for another male, because the other zocher is vadai mechuyev in the mitzvah. Ma'ashenken, this adrugnis is a suffix, it's a doubt what his din really is. Now, misha chetziv eved v'chetziv ben chorin. You have this person that was half freed, and he's half still an eved kenani. So here the locher is, einoi moitzi lo yes minoi, again, he cannot be moitzi another chati eved v'chati ben chayrin, and not a free person. So a free person, for sure, he can't be moitzi, because half of him is still in the keva, like half of him is still in eved, and eved is potter from the shofar. So when he blows the shofar, blight is like there are two people blowing the shofar, like the zachar and the keva. So here, since like half of the voice is coming from in the keva, that's potter from the mitzvah, this chatzi eved, chatzi ben chermen cannot be moitzi anybody. And not even another eved. In other words, he cannot even be moitzi himself either, like we'll soon see in the Gemara. Because half of him is mechuyif to hear the shofar. Now, if he himself blows it, since half of him has a din like an eved kenani, that's potter, so when he's blowing it, it's considered like the voice comes from his whole body. And his whole body, half of it, is potter from the mitzvah. So as if half of the blowing is from a ptur, which ruins the blowing. So therefore, from such a tkiyas shofar, even he himself, his tzad, ben chorin, cannot be yoytzer the mitzvah. So even he himself has to hear the shofar from another person, from another zohar. Now we'll explain it. Om Amar, the Braisa before said with it like this, that ha'kol chayovim b'tkiyas shofar. You should know everybody has the chiyuv to hear or to blow the shofar. Kahanim, Makoyim, Leviim, Yisraelim. So the Gemara asks Pshita, like of course they have a chiyuv to hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. If these people don't have the chiyuv, man mechayve, who's going to have the chiyuv? Like Avada, Kahanim, Yisraelim, and Leviim, those are Hikli Yisraelim. Of course they have a chiyuv. So Gemara answers, no, Kahanim, it's Rikhalei. There's a chiddush to tell me that a Kohen has to hear the shofar. Why? Because I would have thought, since the Pasuk says, Yom Teruah, Yielachem, that today in Rosh Hashanah is a day to blow the shofar, it's a Yom Teruah, I would have thought like this. Man de leisi ella betkiya de chad yoma. Only a regular Yisrael or a Levi that only has the mitzvah to hear the shofar once a year, only in Rosh Hashanah. Who de mechayvi? They have the chiyuv to hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But for hani kahanim, but you should know the kahanim are different. Hoyo v'yisnayo betkiya tochol hashanah. Since they have the mitzvah to blow the shofar a whole year round, maybe they don't have the special mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. Because the Pasuk says by Kahanim, Usakatem b'chatzoytzrois al oloy seichem. In other words, whenever a Kohen brings a korban oila, there's also a mitzvah to blow the chatzoytzrois. So since he has a mitzvah to blow the chatzoytzrois the whole year long, eim aloy lechayvoy. I would have thought that maybe a Kohen does not have the chiyuv to hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Kamash malon. That's why I need the brisa to teach me. No, you should know the Kohen still has the chiyuv to hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara asks again, mi dami? Is one like the other one? There's no tushta, there's no havamin here. Hossam over there by the korban oila, chatzoytzrois. The other person says you should blow the chatzoytzrois, the trumpets. What does that have to do with a shofar? For ocha shofar, but here it's a mitzvah shofar, a shofar in Rosh Hashanah. So a kohen also only has his mitzvah sesay once a year to hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So of course he's mechuyiv to hear the shofar. What's the havamin that he's potter? True, whenever he brings a korban oila, he has to blow the chatzoytzrois. But what does the chatzoytzrois, the trumpets, have to do with the shofar? Tomorrow says still, Ela Itzvich, but still I need the chiddush that a kohen has the chiyuv to hear the shofar. Because sal kadayetach aminuch, I would have thought like this. Hoye lo tenan, since we learned also a Gemara in Erechin, that shavu ha-yovel Rosh Hashanah. We learn out halachas of yovel, that's the 50th year, the Yom Kippur of yovel, the Rosh Hashanah, to the same halachas every year of Rosh Hashanah, litkiya, that the same mitzvah to blow the shofar by Yovel applies in Rosh Hashanah, Ula Brachas, the same type of brachas we make on Rosh Hashanah, those are the same brachas we make on Yovel on Yom Kippur also. So I would have thought like this: Man the Yisra be mitzvahs of Yovel, a regular Yisrael that has the mitzvahs of Yovel, that on Yom Kippur of Yovel the avodim go down free, and all the karka goes back to the original owner. When you sell your karka, you only sell it on two Yovel, but by Yovel you get it back. Yisra be mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah. Such a person, such a Yisrael, he has the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah to hear the shofar. But for Hani Kahanim, you should know these Kahanim, Ho Yovel Esnayu, the mitzvah the Yovel, since they do not have the halacha of Yovel. Yovel does not apply to Kahanim. Why the Tanan? Because we learned there in the Mishnah in Erechin, it said like this, that Kahanim Leviim, a Kohen and a Levi, Noichrim Leolam, they have a right to sell their karka Leolam. It doesn't come back to them at Yovel. There's no din Yovel for a Kohen or for a Levi. Who are din Vagoya Lin Leolam? They have a right to buy it back forever. Whereas the halacha is that after you sell it, if you don't buy it back the first year, you can't be poydered anymore until Yovel. These halachas don't apply to a Kohen or to a Levi. They have a halacha, they sell it, and whenever they want to buy it back, they can buy it back. When they don't want to, they don't buy it back. They don't have to buy it back. So in other words, the special halachas of Yovel, the 50th year, does not apply to a Kohen and to a Levi. So therefore, Ema, I would have thought to say, permits for the Rosh Hashanah lelechayvoy. Maybe they don't have the chiyuv to hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah either, since they don't have the mitzvah of Yovel. Is Kamash Malon? That's the chiddush of this brisa. No, even though they don't have the chiyuv of Yovel, they don't have this new mitzvah that the karka comes back to them, or exactly when they could sell it. But I call upon them when it comes Rosh Hashanah, they do have the chiyuv to hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah like a regular Yisrael. Then by the way, we learned that Nitzah Chetziv Eved V'Chetziv Ben Chorin, a person that's half freed and half still Nevet Kenani, is Alocha Eino Moitzi Lo Yesminoi V'Lo Yesheni Minoi. He cannot blow the shofar for another Chatzi Eved, or not for complete Jew. So the Mara says, Amar Rav Huna says, the Uliyatz Moi Moitzi. Rav Huna first wanted to say that this person could blow for himself, like the Monashoch. Whatever he is, he could blow for himself. Omalei Rav Nachman said, Rav Huna to Rav Huna, no, Mai Shenol Acherim. How can you tell me now right now that this Eved, this Chatzi Eved, cannot blow the shofar for another Chatzi Eved? Why not? Deloi, why can't he Deloi Yossi Tzad Avdus? Or Mapik Tzad Cheris? Because since still half of him is an Eved, which is part of him hearing the shofar, so he can't blow for somebody else, because it's not called a Tkiyah B'chiyuvay, since it's mixed in a blowing from an Eved, so it's not called a blowing Shel Mitzvah. So I'll tell you, the same story should apply liyatzmoy nami. Even when this chatzi yevet chatzi ben chorin wants to blow the shofar for himself, he should also not be yetzer the mitzvah. Why? Because I'll tell you, loyosi tzad avdus today, since he is still half an evit, or mapik tzad cheres today, so it can't be yetzer the half of him that's completely freed. In other words, the half that's freed has a chiyuv to hear the shofar from a bar chiyuvay. Now, who's he hearing it from? Who's blowing it? He's blowing it. He himself, half of him, is still an Eved. So half of the Eved is also like considered blowing the shofar. So the shofar is being blown like from two people together. It's no good, because half of the kill is coming like from an Isham, from an Eved, so therefore he's not yetzer the mitzvah. So Gemara says, Enachanami, Elo Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said like this. You should know that Locher is, Enachanami, Afliyatzmoy, Nami, Afliyatzmoy, Enemoitzi. You're not even moitzi yourself either. Like the story we just got for the saying, because since you mixed up half of it is a tzad p'tur, therefore it's not called utkiya shomitzah. Verse says Tanya Nami Hochi. We learned like this also, that mishachetziv evet vechetziv ben chorin, a person that's half freed, half an evet, and half a ben chorin, is afliyatzmoy ena moitzi. He cannot be moitzi himself either. Verse says weiter, Toni ahavo b'reid rab zera. That kol ha-brochas kulin, by all the brochas, by brochas ha-mitzvahs, is avo pisha yotzi, even though the person already did the mitzvah, was mekayim the mitzvah, moitzi. Still he could do the mitzvah for somebody else. He could be moitzi somebody else. The Rashi says, avo pisha yotzi moitzi shirei kol yisrol ha-revim zeh bozeh le-mitzvahs. Every Jew is oriv, has the responsibility to make sure the next Jew does the mitzvah also. So even though you already did the mitzvah, but if the next Jew has a chiv, an obligation to do the mitzvah, and they didn't do it yet, it's like his chiv is upon you. It's also called your mechuyev of the mitzvah. Therefore, you can make the bracha for him also. Chutz excluding mi birchas alechem or birchas ayin.
excluding like birchas hanor, birchas of before you eat bread or before you drink wine. As birchas hanenim, there we say you cannot be moitzi somebody else. What does that mean? Shim lo yotza moitzi. If you're going to eat bread now and you didn't make the bracha for yourself yet, then when you make the moitzi for yourself, you can be moitzi other people also. But v'im yotza, let's say you already made the bracha for yourself, or else you're not going down, you're not sitting down now to eat bread, then the locher is ein moitzi. You're not allowed to make the bracha for somebody else. Like Rashi says, chutz mi birchas halechem b'ayayin, v'shah birchas teris. All other brachas of teris, v'rechoni, that bracha when we smell. She'einon choyva, it's not a choyva to eat, ela she'osa lehenes m'noela mazeh b'le bracha. It's just we're not allowed to have enjoyment from this world without first thanking Hashem, saying a bracha. Uvizu ein kan arvus. Now there's no arvus on this. She'ein oi choyva al odom. It's leilis hani v'leilav orach. Let him not eat and he won't have to make a bracha. So therefore, there's no chiyuv teeth. Therefore, we say if a person wants to eat now and he does not have to, he does not know how to make a bracha first, so another person is not allowed to make the bracha for him unless he also is going to eat now. That's the locha. V'yem yotzei namoitzi. Samora says now, boy, Rava. Rava asks a shalom like this. What's going to be birchas halechem shel matzah on Pesach by night when there's a mitzvah essay tita matzah? What's going to be with the bracha of hamoitzi lechem in eretz? Even let's say you already ate your matzah and somebody else now is going to eat matzah and he doesn't know how to make the bracha, are you allowed to make the bracha for him? Hu adinu birchas hayayin shakidish hayayim. When you're going to make Kiddush, Shabbat,